Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 to 13. We hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work and meddling in other people's business. We command such people and urge them, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to settle down and work to earn their own living. As for the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. There were people in the church in Thessalonica who thought they were so spiritual that they should spend their time waiting for the return of Jesus and not going to work. Because they didn't work, they became a burden on the other believers, who they thought of as less spiritual. Worse than that, instead of being busy workers, they became busy bodies. They spent their time interfering in other people's lives and causing grief. As C.H. Spurgeon, the Victorian preacher, said, "Some temptations come to the industrious, but all temptations attack the idle." Paul responded to these lazy people by pointing to his own example. He had worked hard, day and night, in order not to be a burden to others. He was convinced that everyone should work hard and never grow tired of doing good. The problem that Paul faced in Thessalonica isn't one that I've encountered, but his teaching does help us to reflect on the issue of work. Work is often spoken of as if it's a great evil which needs to be avoided. Good times are weekends and holidays, and the objective is to get to retirement as quickly as possible. However, God looks to us to be busy and to use the gifts and abilities that he's given us to bless other people. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 takes us to the heart of Paul's teaching about the resurrection. Having praised God for the victory that he's won over sin and death, he challenged his readers to work hard for God. He wrote, "Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless." Life changes for all of us, but whoever we are and however old we are, God calls us to be busy workers for him, and never busy bodies. So let me ask you a question. What is the work that God has called you to do? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the work that you've called us to do. Help us to do it with enthusiasm, determination. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.